News Talk 1620 WTAW. Next Tuesday's Bryan City Council agenda includes a proposal to improve the home of the Brazos Valley Bombers baseball team. This is after Bombers owner Yuri Geva made a presentation to the council last month. Tuesday's request calls for the city spending $464,000, with the Bombers reimbursing the city $139,000 over a five-year period. This will take care of everything requested during Geva's presentation.
And the first piece is the grandstand. The grandstand still has, it's a wood grandstand. We're not saying the superstructure needs to get redone. We're saying all of the sidings, all of the walkways, all of the staircases need to become aluminum. It is much safer, it has a longevity, and it is there for many, many years to come. The next project is the outfield fence. It's one of those things. A, it's a barrier to protect people from coming in and stealing candy or whatever that they might want to do. Thank God for the Bryan PD and their help. But it's also about the safety of the players that are playing on that field. Again, not just the Bombers players. And you run into that fence, and right now the chance is that you'll go either through the fence or the fence might fall on you. Next is the infield. With over 150 baseball games, it is very difficult to maintain an infield with an infrastructure that was, I'm not going to say that the sprinkler system is from the 40s, but it's probably from the 50s or 60s, and it is difficult to maintain that infield to be a top-tier level facility, as well as to ensure that all users of the field get an opportunity to play there. A lot of what happens because of the way the infield is built right now is we get a lot of rainouts unless we tarp the field. Well, the Bomber staff tarps the field about, on a rainy day, we could tarp it and untarp it 9 times to make sure that the Bombers play, but we can't put that time and resources towards saving a Little League game, and we get a lot of rainouts. This past spring last year was a significant example of rainouts. And so what we're suggesting here is there's this new infield mix that actually doesn't require as much tarping and back and forth, along with a sprinkler system that doesn't flood the infield when it's being used to keep the grass green. Next is LED lighting. So LED lighting is a project we talked about 10 years ago about the improvements of those lights. Those lights are, again, probably from the 50s or 60s, who knows when they got up there. And one of the things about LED lights is the cost saving to BTU in the long run, the efficiency. It's also brighter. It's easier to play baseball when there's actually good lights at the facility, and it makes the fans feel that much more welcomed at that location in District 1. And then parking lot, one of the things is we've got to figure out a mechanism to block semi 18-wheeler semi-trucks from coming in and using that as a weekend spot or whatnot. And so over the years, the additional traffic on that parking lot has caused some damage, and that is the cost of some of the repairs that need to go into maintaining this parking lot. And finally, a premier scoreboard. Our scoreboard, again, what I've heard is that in the 1940s, they had a beautiful manual scoreboard similar to what Fanway had. I think in the 50s, what they did was, or the 60s, they took down that scoreboard and put the scoreboard that we have now. It is not optimal for any use, be it the high schools that use it, be it the select baseball teams that use it, or be it the Bombers. And so a premier scoreboard and a potential video board is something that would be a great addition to Cellucor Field, Nutribolt Stadium coming up.
You're listening to comments made by Brazos Valley Bombers owner Yuri Geva to the Bryan City Council last month, as the council this coming Tuesday considers his request for $464,000 of improvements at Cellucor Field and Nutribolt Stadium. The Bombers would pay 30% and the city 70%. This would be the first cash spent by the city, according to Geva, since the ballpark added restrooms and a parking lot in 2008.
So Travis Field, as Hugh said, was built in 1947 for the original Bryan Bombers. I think that they lost over 100 games in their first season, and I don't know that we've lost 100 games in the last 4 years combined. However, that facility has taken a lot of changes over the 10 years that Bombers baseball has been in, and I can't believe it's been 10 years since we stood here and started negotiating the opportunity to bring minor league baseball to Bryan, Texas. And one of the things that you'll see is that it's still the original grandstand with the old school beams that give it a lot of flavor and historic feeling and kind of old America's pastime. And it also has wooden bleachers, but the Bombers have put in a lot over these 10 years, an investment of almost $1 million into this facility over these 10 years. And that investment includes improving the concessions, improving the restrooms, improving the concourse area, improving the field, the netting system, and the list goes on and on and on of these improvements that have happened over these 10 years. So we've won a seventh consecutive half season. We've been in the playoffs for 9 consecutive years. We have now finished the season ranked in the top 5 the last 3 years, and that is top 5 in the entire country with well over 200 sports teams in the collegiate summer ball category. We average over 1,800 fans a game, which made us 15th in the country in total attendance, 15th in per game attendance, with over 57,000 fans. And again, like every year, over 150 baseball games were played there at Travis Field, Silly Core Field. And those games are not just Bombers baseballs games. We Bombers season is 30 games plus playoffs. So the last few seasons we've been playing 30 something games. So last year we had 33 total home games, and then still over 100 other baseball games happening at Travis Field. Now, the Bombers also believe in community appearances and believing in being part of the community year-round and not just during baseball season, and we'll cover that in a moment.
You're listening to comments made by Brazos Valley Bombers owner Yuri Gela to the Bryan City Council last month, as the council this coming Tuesday considers his request for $464,000 of improvements at Selly Court Field and Nutribolt Stadium, where the Bombers would pay 30% and the city 70%. As for the Bombers' economic impact in Bryan, according to Gela.
So it's one thing to talk about all the fun, the quality of life, all the improvements to a facility that used to be just a park that was falling apart. It's another to talk about the financial impact that Bombers baseball have. The CVB recently purchased the economic impact calculator license, and we went to the CVB and talked to them about what does that mean for Bombers baseball. And you add the 30 plus home games, you use their multiplier, you put in all the data, it comes out as $1.4 million in 2015. That's quite a different economic impact when you're talking about a park that used to generate no economic impact except was just a quality of life. You add to that that over $20,000 was paid in sales tax in 2015 on a city park that used to generate no revenue for the city over the years before. And again, the multiplier of 10 years, the multiplier of going forward 10 years, and the also economic impact in the full-time staff and the part-time staff that we have, and they're spending money in our community. So overall, the Bombers have taken a city park and have made it into an economic driver for Bryan versus just being another city park, which is just about the quality of life. Now, we're not done there, because our quality of life impact doesn't just stop with the impact financially to the community or the fun times and the memories of a lifetime that our fans get to experience, but it's also about the community outreach program that we have. The Houston Astros do a little bit over 300 community appearances in the entire city of Houston. That's the whole metroplex. The Bryce Valley Bombers do over 300 community appearances in Bryan College Station. So you can imagine the impact that we have in Bryan College Station versus what the Astros might have in the city of Houston. Also, our donations to nonprofits through our annual fund program, through charity gift baskets that we give to pretty much any silent auction, to actual direct dollar contributions to Little Leagues and other nonprofits in the community. So the Bombers are more than just a 3-time champion of the TCL. They're also a big impact in Bryan College Station from a quality of life and a financial impact from nonprofits, from kids, and generating jobs and employments, and even to the businesses around that get to experience a boom during the summers.
Again, comments from the owners of the Brazos Valley Bombers, Yuri Gela, before the Bryan City Council last month. This coming Tuesday, the council considers a nearly $500,000 upgrade of Nutribolt Stadium and Selly Court Field. The cost would be split 70-30. The Bombers reimburse the city $139,000 over a 5-year period, and the city picking up the remaining $325,000 either from the general fund and or money from the hotel occupancy tax. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.